Hello, my name is Marilyn, and welcome to the Best Lifing Show here on Be Unique Radio Station. Today, I am here with our boxing pro champion, Monty. Hi, Monty. How are you?
Hi, Marilyn. Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So what are we discussing today, Monty?
We're here to talk about why asking for help makes you stronger as a person.
Okay. Awesome. I think sometimes we often try to figure out life on our own so we don't burden anyone else or maybe take up too much of anyone's time. And we kind of feel like a sense of guilt, don't you think, in asking for help?
Yeah, definitely. It's very uncomfortable, you know, reaching out to people to help you because often make you feel insecure or weak or in a position where you're helpless. And nobody likes to feel that way at all.
Yeah. It can definitely be difficult. We create these like assumptions that are just stories that we've told ourselves or maybe picked up from other people. And I also think that growing in like a individualistic culture such as like here in the US, we're often raised to believe that relying on others makes us weak or that it's a burden and it makes you seem weak in the end. So let's evaluate why people often find it difficult to ask for or receive support. What are some assumptions that you think people often tell themselves?
I think that people think that it's a sign of weakness, you know, that they think that if they can't do it on their own, they must not know how to do it, or they don't have the skills or resources for it. Or also, you know, allowing someone else to help would mean that you lose control of the situation and you're put in a vulnerable position mm-hmm. where you feel like you're you know, incapable of doing things on your own.
Yeah.
And also another assumption would be that if I receive support, then I have to reciprocate, which means, you know, you have to, it's like you feel like you owe it to whoever helped you that you have to pay it back in some form.
Yeah.
And you might fear that what if you can't return the favor? What if you don't want to return the favor? You know, mm-hmm. puts you in an uncomfortable position. And also sometimes you might think that if you ask support from other people, you're burdening them and you're you know, you're bothering them with your problems because everyone already has a lot to deal with on their own.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, adding more to their plate definitely is uncomfortable for anyone. And also people might think that, they have the doubts. Am I the only one that can do it my way? You know, is it easier and quicker for me to do it than to train or teach someone else to help me? You know, it's never easy asking for help, but it definitely, you know, is very beneficial and helps you grow and you can definitely learn a lot and expand your knowledge.
Absolutely. Yeah, asking for help can definitely like chip away your pride. It can make us question our own abilities. It's very, you know, anxious as well. To some people, it can make us appear weak or make it seem like our authority is undermined or we're just not capable of fulfilling our responsibilities. But I think, you know, despite these views, there's very little that any of us can do to succeed on our own. You definitely need independence and dependence, not one or the other. So our need to be alone and to pursue our goals have to be balanced with our need to be with others. And, you know, whenever necessary, ask for help. After all, we're all, you know, social beings. You know, leaders who ask for help are typically the best ones out there because they know they can't be good at everything. They acknowledge their limitations. They leverage their strengths and seek out, you know, help from other people in areas that they're not so
sufficient.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that because anybody who know, speaking from experience, anybody who thinks that they know it all, they usually end up, you know, just fronting and they actually do not know
yeah.
much. It's just, you know, a base to cover insecurities and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I often find that the strongest people and, you know, the best leaders are the ones who are not afraid to ask for help and, you know, get constructive criticism and ask what could I do better in order to excel in whatever position I'm at.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, asking for help can help us create better results and in the end makes us strong. And the first thing you need to understand, if you're ever in a position where you need to ask for help, you know, the fact that you're working in a zone that's forcing you to grow and develop, you have to realize that that's a good thing. And if you were living and working in your comfort zone, you're not changing for the better. You're going to be stuck in the same position and not grow in the end.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I have this quote hung up in my gym where it said, comfort is a slow death. I'd rather suffer in pain. And I really agree with it because, you know, if you don't step outside of your comfort zone, if you don't constantly challenge yourself, it is very easy to, you know, get real comfortable in your position. And if you were in a comfortable position, then you were in a position to lose everything you got. You always have to be hungry and you always have to, you know, always seek more, never satisfied, always want to be better, you know, always improve yourself in all aspects because, you know, every day, the world around us is changing, and we have to adapt. We cannot just stick to one spot and get comfortable in that position. We always have to constantly try and up our game, and because, you know, everybody's challenging each other for the top position, and I always tell myself, the wolf climbing the mountain is always hungrier than the wolf at the top.
Okay.
So, yeah, you definitely have to step outside of that comfort zone and find ways to challenge yourself.
Yeah.
If you get used to a task, you should maybe try approaching it in a different way where you can find more difficult solutions where you challenge your brain. And every muscle in your body, your brain is a muscle. You've got to work it out in different ways.
And challenge it, yeah.
And challenge it. And that definitely is going to help you grow in all aspects.
Absolutely. I think, you know, asking for help is also important because sometimes you just take on all of these tasks and you eventually break yourself if you take on too much. The fact that you know that you need the help is a protective measure, but you can only take on so many tasks and you can only consume so much information. In the end, you don't want to burn yourself out or reach a breaking point.
Yeah, it definitely can get overwhelming at times. And my coach would tell me at the gym, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So it's always good to, you know, reach out and have a support system when you need it. Because, you know, we're at the end of the day, we're humans. Sometimes we break down and we get vulnerable, we get weak. And it's all right to fall down, but you just have to make sure that you get back up and you pick up where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... if you carry on a load that's way too heavy for you for a long period of time, you're definitely going to experience a burnout. And once you experience a burnout, it is usually very demotivating and it makes it very difficult to get back into your element.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important, you know, to ask for help and, you know, distribute your work in a way that you can handle it and it's manageable.
Yeah. And then also, like, asking help from other people, you know, outside of your inner circle, you can get like a fresh perspective or idea on how to solve the problems that you wouldn't otherwise solved yourself or wouldn't have imagined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, asking for help and advice just creates better and stronger, more successful results than not asking for help.
Yeah, definitely, because then you get to see other perspectives, you know, from an outsider's look. Maybe you might have a biased view on something or you see it in a certain way where someone else can offer insight where you hadn't realized. So it's definitely very beneficial when you get other people's opinions, you know, first, second, and third opinion. And with doing that, you can also take a step back and evaluate whatever it is that you're working on. You can evaluate the feedback and maybe come back with your own solution, which is a combination of all the feedback you've gotten.
Yeah, it's also, you know, you showing people that you trust their ideas, that you feel competent in their skills and that you cherish their advice. You know, ask people for ideas. You have the power to appreciate the value of the people who are around you. And recognizing someone's talent and skill can come in the form of asking for help. When you ask for support, you create opportunities for others to share their gifts, share their talents, and you empower others to shine. You learn more about other people's strength and passions.
I definitely agree with that. Like, to put it into terms where I can relate to, for example, when I'm in the gym and I'm sparring, let's say, for example, I'm sparring with another fighter who's got more experience than me, they're better in the ring. Usually after the sparring session, I always reach out and I ask, oh, what could I have done better? You know, what was I doing that was causing me to get caught a lot? And then they're able to offer insight, be telling me, oh, you're not moving enough, you got to move your head, you got to keep your hands up. With that, it helps me, you know, up my game because I'm learning from their experience.
Yeah.
Being that I stepped in the ring with them and I was able to work with them. And I was, you know, basically acting like a sponge and trying to absorb all the knowledge I can, because at the end of the day, there's always going to be somebody bigger, faster, stronger, smarter that knows more.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that, you know, you're not the best until you really work on, you know, gathering all types of information from all around. You got to be very, what's the word? I guess shifty, so to say. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but you know, you gotta be diverse. There we go.
Okay.
You gotta be diverse and be able to approach problems from all aspects. You can't be, you know, you can't have a tunnel vision, because having a tunnel vision can often be blinding to other opportunities and
uh-huh.
other solutions and other, you know, alternatives, which may help up your game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you've got a lot going on and you're going through a really difficult time, what makes you stronger in the end is admitting that you need the support and surrounding yourself with the people who can provide that to you. What makes you weaker is trying to do it all on your own and not admitting that you need the help. And what typically happens when you don't ask for help is you end up crumbling under the stress of what you're trying to deal with, because you're dealing with it all alone.
That is definitely true. Having a support system around you is very important, because you can't be a one-man band and try and juggle
mm-hmm.
everything at once, you know. As much as we'd love to carry the weight of the world on our own, it just gets too overwhelming at times, and it's very unrealistic. At the end of the day, like I said, we are humans. We are social beings. We need love and support. You know, we need advice. Sometimes people have gone through experiences that we haven't, that are able to offer insight. You know, for example, my mom would always tell me as a kid, do not touch the stove, you know,
oh my
growing
God.
Up. Yeah. She told me, do not touch the stove. And I really wanted to touch the stove. I didn't understand why my mom didn't want me to touch the stove. And she was just giving me advice not to touch the stove, because at the end of the day, I would get burned. Being the stubborn, you know, hard-headed kid I was, I ended up touching the stove. And I
oh
got
my
burned.
God.
And I was like, oh, I should have listened to my mom. She knew better, you know.
Yeah.
So putting that into relatable terms, it doesn't just have to be a stove. You know, sometimes you have to listen to what other people are advising you, even though you might not totally agree with it or you might not understand it at the time. You just have to, you know, trust their advice and put faith in their experience, because it only a fool would, you know, walk down a path that they have been warned from, and once they, you know, fall into whatever trouble they end up falling into because they hadn't listened to advice or taken word from others, it is their own fault.
Yeah, and I think accepting the support of other people also reveals that you're vulnerable. And, you know, oftentimes that is good. That makes you real. You know, even superheroes need support.
Definitely. Every Batman needs a Robin. Wonder Woman. Superman,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a one man show. We all need help sometimes, and it's okay to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's not an insecurity. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's actually a very good learning opportunity, and it also, you know, makes you humble. It's never nice to be too cocky. You know, it's never nice to act like you know everything in the world. Often that may come off as, you know, narcissistic or egocentric, and nobody likes a narcissist at all.
Yeah, it definitely makes us real and allows others the space to be real around us too, and it just ends up making us all much stronger in the long run.
But here's a question that I want to ask, you know, how do you get better at asking for help? You know, it's never easy. It's always a struggle. Whenever I feel like I want to ask for help, I
mm-hmm.
always am very hesitant.
Yeah.
So how do you get better at asking for help?
I think one, ask in your own way. Maybe instead of saying, can you help me, make it like a conversational thing. Say, Monty, I have this problem, I have this issue, and I could really use your help. Let's talk it through and see if we can find a solution together.
Yeah, that definitely would be easier to come out of my mouth than telling somebody, hey, I just need your help, straight up war like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely see that happening.
Also, you know, creating a support team as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
and maybe taking the opportunities to ask for help in smaller ways when you're stuck. Some scenarios where we can ask for help, for example, at work, maybe ask your mentor for help. You know, who is someone that you've asked for professional help?
Professional help, I would say my coaches, because, mm-hmm. you know, they've definitely have been in the boxing game longer than I have, and they know from experience, from coaching other fighters and actually taking them to world titles and many different bouts and stuff like that. They've lived through everything that I haven't lived through yet, so they've experienced all the downfalls and, you know, all the blockages and the plateaus, so they know how to get through them. And I'm always in a position where I feel like I could always better myself. So I'm after every training session or after every fight, I always go back to them and try and get their insight as to what could I have done better and what I need to work on.
Yeah. Another scenario where you can ask for help is when you have no idea what it is that you're doing.
I've been there many times before.
Yeah. If you have absolutely no idea what you're supposed to be doing for a particular work or, you know, project, I think it's time to approach someone, maybe in your office, for some clarification, maybe, you know, some assistance.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, sound advice, because you can only fake it till you make it mm-hmm. for so long, you know? At the end of the day, at some point, you're going to run out of faking it, and you're actually going to have to, you know, face reality that you don't know what you're doing, and you're going to need some backup on whatever it is you're working on.
Yeah, there's no use torturing yourself by trying to blindly navigate a project or something that you don't understand. And if you do that, chances are that it won't turn out as you expected, or you'll have wasted your own and everybody else's time. And then you look stubborn and incompetent, you know. So take a deep breath, maybe approach your supervisor or one of your coworkers to try to get a better understanding of that particular project or task. Maybe try saying, hey, I'm feeling a little confused about the details of so-and-so project. Could we maybe, you know, sit down, talk through the assignment and make sure that we're on the same page?
Definitely, because I definitely agree with that. You know, thinking back to my high school days, whenever I'm assigned a project or some assignment that I don't totally understand, I'd find myself, you know, just sitting there staring at my computer screen for hours and hours and just getting frustrated with myself that I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And because I was so, I guess, intimidated and ashamed to ask for help, mm-hmm. it just ended up causing me to be more frustrated and causing me to think that I'm not capable of completing the assignment and making me start doubting myself. And the whole time, I could have just, you know, reached out to a teacher, or they could have maybe helped explain the assignment better. And most of the time, like 9 times out of 10, when the teacher helps explain the assignment better, I was able to do it, and it was actually way more simpler than I thought.
Yeah. Also, another scenario is when you have too much on your plate. You know, it happens to a lot of us, and you, maybe somebody asks you, oh, can you help me with this project? And you say yes, and then you take on another project or another task, and then suddenly you're just overwhelmed with all this work. You've reached your limit, and there's just no way that you're going to finish everything by the deadline. Oh. And even if you try to pull like an all-nighter for like the next 2-3 weeks, you know. So what would be your next step? Maybe requesting some help from your other coworkers.
I can definitely, you know, vouch for that, because I'm a yes man. I have a very difficult time telling people no.
Yeah,
whenever
same.
People ask me for anything, I'm always saying yes, 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 without having to think about the things I already have on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I end up finding myself overwhelmed way too much to juggle. And usually when that happens, we just end up disappointing everybody, because, you know, I couldn't deliver on what I promised in time because I was just way too anxious and stressed out with having so much to juggle. And I just end up dropping the ball in all aspects. And then, you know, when I realized that it is okay to ask for help, I was able to, you know, spread the work in a more manageable way.
Yeah.
And I was able to get on top of it better. And I started finding that I was being more efficient, and I was delivering more on the work that I was helping people out with, and it just was way better and way more relieving and stress free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one way to go about this situation is maybe saying, you know, I hate feeling like I'm trying to pass off the work to other people, but I'm really swamped right now. If you have any extra time, do you mind helping me with this project? You know, I know that's your area of expertise, and I really would appreciate your help and insight. Another scenario where we can ask for help is when you made a mistake. You know, we're all human, so mistakes are pretty much inevitable. It's not exactly about what you did, but it's how you react to it. And the worst thing you can do is to attempt to sweep it under the rug without anybody noticing.
Definitely. You have to own up to your mistakes, because, you know, mistakes are often disguised as lessons.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to mess up. You really just need to use it as an opportunity to learn and grow, because at the end of the day, it's all a process of trial and error. We just learn as we go, living day to day. You know, school, this whole, like, life is basically what I was told growing up, that life is school. And I've, speaking from experience, I've learned more just living my experiences and my trials and tribulations. I learned a lot than I would have learned in school.
Yeah.
And that's because I mess up more than most, but one thing I don't do is that I'm not afraid to own up to my mistakes and face them head on and look back and see where did I mess up, and then work on not repeating that mistake and actually maneuvering and adjusting my movement different so that I am able to avoid it the next time I have to, you know, be put in a similar position.
It sounds like you made a boxing reference there.
Yeah, definitely. This applies to boxing too. You know, if I'm standing there in the ring and I get caught with a right hand, I would be a fool to stand in the same position and get caught with the right hand, with that same right hand again. You know, I definitely have to, you know, move my way around it and not be put in the same position where I'm susceptible to catching the same shot twice, because then I'd be just, you know, stupid. Excuse my language.
It's okay. We're all adults here. Yeah, you know, making a mistake can definitely feel embarrassing, but if you ever need help fixing your slip up, just approach the appropriate people. You know, you're probably not the first person to make a mistake at work, and you definitely won't be the last. So approaching this situation, maybe say, I'm so embarrassed, but I completely messed up on this project, and now I need X, Y, and Z done in order to fix it. I'm so sorry for the confusion and all the extra work. I really appreciate your help.
Yeah, definitely. You know, approaching it from a positive outlook,
yeah,
rather than a self-loathing or self-shaming position is going to help. And it's going to also put you in a position where people are going to see that you're actually trying, and you're not just careless, that you actually are invested in whatever project you're working on or whatever position that you're trying to get better at, which can also help, you know, put you in a better position. And at work, for example, like if you're talking to your boss and you own up to a mistake that you made and you're actually trying to fix it and put in the effort to see where you messed up, they might realize that as, you know, a positive attitude and a driven workforce that may end up resulting in a promotion or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another scenario where you can ask for help is when you need additional insight or expertise. You know, even when you're an extreme control freak, you already know that your focus should be placed on turning out the best work possible, you know, not just something that has your name all over it. So if you're working on a project or a task that you think could greatly benefit from some additional input from your coworkers, you know, don't hesitate to ask them to lend their advice, lend their talents. I think it fosters collaboration among your team members and makes your project the very best that it can be. So it's a win-win situation.
Definitely. And like they say, you know, two brains are better than one, three brains are better than two. The more manpower behind it, the more likely it's going to become a better project and a more creative and successful one.
Yeah. You know, asking for help isn't always easy, but it's honestly essential. If you find yourself in any of these scenarios, you know, just take a deep breath, swallow your pride, and approach others in your office or wherever you're at for some assistance. You know, it'll definitely be better for you in the long run.
And definitely pride can be a killer sometimes. You know, people let their ego get in the way of their success because they're ashamed to put themselves in a position where they might look weak. And that is often, you know, something that could hold you back from excelling or growing. And we just have to get over the fact that we are not perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to carry this perfect
persona.
You know, persona, yeah. It's all right to make mistakes. It's all right to look silly. It's all right to get embarrassed, you know. At the end of the day, people are not going to remember you for your failures, but they're going to remember for your success. You know, let's say, for example, you fail 99 times, but you succeed that one time in such a major way, people are going to remember that one time where you succeeded, and they're actually not going to talk about your failures.
Yeah, definitely words of the wise there. also, you know, asking for help doesn't just apply to your work life. It also applies at home. You know, asking your partner for help, for example, with just cleaning or just general upkeep. Think about, like, do you do everything or do they help you too? Figure out what exactly it is that you need. Find someone to help.
That actually does make a lot of sense because it could cause a lot of issues between you and your partner if somebody's carrying all the workload at home, especially after coming from a very long day at work.
Yeah.
And they feel like they have to come back to a messy home because the other partner is not doing their half.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna, you know, put a strain on the relationship. So always make sure, not even if you're not asking for help, you're offering it to.
Mm-hmm.
Try and see, talk to your partner and be like, oh, what could I do better? Is there something I could improve on? Is there something I could make this easier for you? All that type of stuff. You know, it's always important to make sure that your partner feels that you are actually working towards bettering the relationship and working towards growing together rather than just growing alone and focusing on yourself. Because at the end of the day, couples come together to grow and water each other. And always keep in mind that when a problem occurs, you got to look at it as it is you and your partner against the problem, not you against your partner. And that can definitely change the outlook of the whole situation and make it easier to maneuver around and find a solution.
Absolutely. That was very insightful, Monty. I hope this was insightful for everyone else. If you guys want any more information on how to live your best life, you know, check out our website, bestlifing.com. There you will find our book written by the beautiful Julia Brodska, where she will teach you about the 7 areas of life and how to improve in all of those areas. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Best Lifing. And tune in next week for more podcasts with us. Bye.
Bye-bye.